With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Bird lovers are being cautioned against feeding their feathered friends. The Nova Scotia Bird Society, an organization that promotes the study and conservation of wild birds, says an avian influenza could be devastating to domestic birds, such as chickens, if steps aren't taken to prevent the spread of the virus. Society President Diane LeBlanc says all seed and suet feeders should be taken down, bird baths put away, and people should even stop throwing feed on the ground.
What we're trying to do is reduce the amount that birds gather together, because as they gather together, they are more likely to spread the disease among themselves.
The H5N1 virus was detected in Nova Scotia in January. LeBlanc says the organization usually recommends removing feeders each spring, so this warning comes a little early this year. She says many people believe they're helping birds returning for the spring, but they could do more harm than good.
There's lots of food in the natural environment. Even migrating birds that are returning and hungry can find food in a natural environment. And we know that there are other diseases that are likely to spread at feeders, like trichomoniasis.
LeBlanc says bird feeders should not come out again until the ground has frozen in the fall. She cautions people about handling any dead birds as they can still carry diseases or harmful insects and parasites. Anyone who finds a dead bird should call the Department of Natural Resources and Renewables to have it removed. A number is on our website. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.